time for us to talk some Bruins hockey, and to do that, we welcome in Ty Anderson of 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Well, enjoying the start to this season. I know it's early, but 2-0, not quite ready to buy my finals tickets yet, but I like the way things are going.
Yeah, this has actually been, you know, if you saw them in the preseason when they had their full assortment, you kind of knew this team was going to score some goals. They have the talent to do so. Now, you can sit here and say, are the Capitals that good? And we know the Coyotes are going to be one of the worst teams in recent NHL history. But still, they're scoring goals. They're finding ways to win games. I think they've scored a key goal late in both of their wins, which shows the signs of a deep team, of a team that understands what it's like to win. So I'm with you. It's early, but I think that what you're seeing right now is kind of who they're going to be in terms of being able to create offense and score some goals. So obviously tonight's a big test in that regard, but, you know, this is what it's like when you have a second-line center, right? Which you didn't have at all last year. You know, the pressure on Bergeron to score isn't there, right? You're not relying on the first line to carry you every night. So to get this, 11 goals, 10 different goal scorers, I think this is what they wanted when they made all their moves this summer.
Let's talk about some of the injury news and start with Brandon Carlo. What does his injury mean? How do they adjust to that?
Yeah, this is a big one. And really, you're hoping that he's going to be okay. You're hoping that he's back soon. But with upper body, with the way he looked, with the way that the hit was, this isn't a shoulder, in my opinion. This is above the neck. I believe. I have nothing to base that off of. I know speculation on my part, but it's easy to see that this could be a head injury, you know, concussion perhaps. And that's where you get a little bit worried, right? Brandon Carlo, he had a stretch where he had 4 concussions in 50 months, from 2017 through 2021. Last year, he had a hard hit that knocked him out of the game, and he played 5 minutes the next game, and then he missed the game after that. So you always worry about his head with him. And for the Bruins, who are still without Grizzlick and McAvoy, and Anton Strahlman still unavailable due to work visa issues, they got to reach deep into their bag. And the first guy to bring it up is Dan Renouf. So we'll see if he can sort of play a role here for them. He had a good camp, I thought, one of their last cuts from camp. So we'll see what he can do, but really this is an on-hands-on-deck situation. You're going to need to hope that guys like Connor Clifton and Derek Forbert, both of whom who I think have had great starts their year, can continue to be sort of your rocks in the back end while you try to stay afloat defensively.
We're talking with Ty Anderson on Downtown. Now, you posted a story earlier today at 98.5thesportshub.com with some encouraging news about the return of Brad Marchand.
Yeah, so Marchand's actually up to skating. Yesterday at practice, he had a regular jersey on, which means he could take some contact. Now, it wasn't the most spirited of practices day after a game. There wasn't a lot of battle drills or, you know, guys running each other on the boards here, but Marchand sought out contact. He sought out getting hit, seeing how his body felt. He looked great moving, skating-wise. You know, that's what I was really concerned about with the hip surgery, double hip surgery, is how is the skating game going to look? You know, talking to him after practice, he told me that the guys who he knows who've had this surgery swear by it. And they say they feel great after. And he said, to be able to go out there and skate the way I'm skating and be able to do things I can do now, he says it's night and day, right? Night and day for him in terms of how he feels out there, which, if you've seen him play the last few years, is a scary thought, right? I mean, this guy's been one of the league's best point producers for the last 6 years or so. So to have him say that he feels even better now, is huge for the Bruins. I still think they take their time here a little bit. I still think he's back in late November. But to get him out there in a regular sweater, it means that the recovery is going just as you had hoped if you're the Bruins.
And you also wrote in that piece, too, that the late November schedule may not accommodate the way they would like to bring him back.
Yeah, like let's say you wanted to bring him back ahead of schedule. Let's say that he was progressing that way and it was trending like, oh, he'd be back in November, early November. Well, the problem is that you have a lot of back-to-backs. You have a lot of road trips as well. So what happens is most of the time these injured guys do not accompany the team on the road trips. They will stay behind. They will skate on their own. They'll skate with a skills coach, skate with, get help from the medical team that may be stationed at home in Boston. So I'm not sure if there's a way that you can slide him into the mix here, getting him back ahead of schedule. Another part of that schedule is, you know, you have three back-to-backs, right? you play back-to-back, you tend to not have a lot of what you call ramped-up practices, or practices where you are focusing on physical contact or battle drills, things of that nature. So if you're not having those practices as much as you would in, say, September, I don't know if you can realistically get him back in action ahead of that Thanksgiving sort of return date.
David Pasternak making his presence felt here in the first couple of games of the season. And the last time we talked with you, we talked about that line, and they sure look like the real deal.
Yeah, it's actually been fantastic in the sense that I really think that they found another guy who can play with Krejci and Pasternak, with Pavel Zacha. Now, he's not as good as Taylor Hall. A few wingers are. He's one of the better wings in hockey, especially in terms of the speed, transition game, breaking pucks out into the attacking zone. But he can work there, right? And that's sort of the message that Pavel Zacha has been, just get open, they'll find you. And we've seen that a few times. We've actually seen the team maybe be a little guilty of overpassing, you know, as a line, just because they can get space for one another so well. So that line looks to be the real deal. Pasternak began his year in the best way possible, contract year, 4 points, 3 primary assists. So he's going to get paid, right? And I think the Bruins are going to be the team that pays him. But this start of the year is not going to save you any pennies on David Pasternak, that's for sure.
Well, it was really interesting to see the reaction of Jim Montgomery to being there and coaching this Bruins team, and having known Monty from back in his playing days at Maine. He is certainly very appreciative of this opportunity, and to do it with a team that's got such a great history in the NHL.
Yeah, I think that he's finally starting to get comfortable, I think, if that makes sense. I feel like he's letting his guard down maybe a little bit, understanding that he is welcomed here. The results, everyone's happy so far. You know, the players, I've talked to players, you know, just off the record, and they've talked to me about how excited they are to play for this guy, right? How excited they are to play for his system, his style, what he wants to do. I think what's been very interesting is that Jim Montgomery is not going to take credit for anything. It's just not who he is, right? Like, he will say, well, I got good players, and I have a great locker room, and that's why this is working. But it's clear that there's a renewed energy in that building, in that locker room. And I think that his approach, his style, has a major, major influence on how those players are feeling right now and how excited they are to go to war for this guy every game.
Well, what do they have to do tonight? What's the key to be successful against the Panthers?
Well, you really have to try to neutralize Matthew Tkachuk. You know, the Panthers went out and they acquired Matthew Tkachuk. They paid an arm and a leg to get him, trading Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Bedard. And Tkachuk's been worth it. Two goals in two games. He's playing over 21 minutes a night. He's not even on their first line right now. He's on their second line. So he's made that team a more dynamic threat in terms of their compete, their battle. I think Paul Maurice is a coach who demands accountability as well. You know, he wants them to play physical. He wants them to play hard. So you got to be ready for what he brings. Matthew Tkachuk, during his time with the Flames, had 4 goals and 10 points in 10 games against the Bruins. So he knows how to play this team. It's a matter of really sort of neutralizing him, not letting him dictate the momentum of the game. You know, I think Matthew Tkachuk is interesting in the sense that there's not a lot of players like him. You know, Marchand's a guy like him. I would say his brother Brady up in Ottawa is a guy like him. You know, Tom Wilson in Washington. These are guys who can set the tone of a game by how they play on shift-to-shift basis, right? Like they will drag their teammates into the fight with them, and next thing you know, they got 2 quick goals on you because they're drawing you off your game and making you play theirs. So I think he's the key. If you can slow him down, you have a chance. But this defense, you know, losing Weegar, it's a big loss. You should be able to get some chances, get some goals. Just a matter of how the goaltender and net plays for Florida. So I think this should be a good game, but I think Tkachuk is the focal point of the Bruins.
Ty Anderson talking Bruins with us here on Downtown. Ty, great to talk with you as always. Much appreciated. And we're in the hockey season. We'll do this again in a couple of weeks. Got to get you back on that regular schedule.
Awesome. Can't wait. Always good talking hockey with you guys.
Thanks, Ty.
See you.
Ty Anderson, 98.5 The Sports Hub.